The University Tower chimes, bringing in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our donut-fueled panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Hello.
How's the blueberry donut?
It is good. You could ask Prasad because he had the other half.
It's chock full of antioxidants.
Is it really?
Better really, really fast.
Because
it's also chock full of refined sugar.
I know. That's really why we were being very good in sharing a donut.
Yes. That was a good idea.
Thank you.
No meat in those donuts, right? We are a Friday in Lent here, so we have to start thinking about things like that. Also, Prasad is a vegetarian.
Yes, it'll be nice once in a while for people to think about vegetarianism besides Lent.
It's true.
Such as at an engineering and science faculty assembly meeting.
There
could have been vegetarian sandwiches, but apparently we buy a tray from Kroger and it's all ham.
Are you sure
and turkey.
It was Kroger?
Meyer.
Or was
then.
It Aramark?
One of those.
Wait a minute. So the bottom line here, there were no vegetarian options.
There was absolutely no
except
vegetarian
for the
options.
Cookies.
And let me just say, it was about as it used in the broader sense, white bread as it could have been. We are in the 21st century. We are a diverse faculty, but yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it was as white.
Are you a sandwichist?
I wonder.
Oh, my word.
It was a croissant sandwich with cheese and meat in the middle. It was not delicious.
You don't
even
take
from a, non-
a college of about 50 faculty, 20 of whom are from various ethnicities and from around the world, and give them like your quintessential middle American lunch. Just maybe a little bit of...
Who's on the planning party?
That's all. I've said too much.
Party planning.
Yeah.
I think that the budget may have been the most constraining factor.
Actually, Middle Eastern food is cheaper.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chinese food, too.
Chinese food's very, yes, absolutely.
Or Japanese food. Get a roll, couple rolls of sushi.
Maybe they just watch with a sibling.
This is not ask the professor. This is like the professors will tell you.
Sandwich rant is brought to you by Professor Prasad Venugopal from physics. He feels very, very strongly about sandwiches. And who wouldn't?
That's right.
Actually, I'm going back to something you said a moment ago. It's like X number of faculty and 20 of them are of a certain ethnicity And we're like, gosh, I feel like I have no ethnicity whatsoever in my college.
Yeah, you're pretty white bread.
Irish and Italian doesn't get whiter than that, I suppose. Well. Professor Kendra Evans is with us today, wearing red like we knew she would.
Hard ears.
Did your students notice?
I'm not sure, but they didn't comment on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Continuing around the table, Professor Chuck Hokett is here with us. So everything went well in 114.
Yeah, it's all set.
Nice.
That's cool. Yep.
Very, very cool.
We're good.
Very, very cool. What did you specifically do in there?
We took the two side projectors out and put new ones in.
Oh.
But they're way up, as you know, way up in the ceiling.
True.
So they had to build a scaffold.
Oh, my gosh.
To get up there. I wasn't getting up there.
You were just sort of at the bottom.
Yeah, a little
you're
right.
You're going to catch
directing.
Great. 114 is done. We're moving to Life Science 113, right?
Oh,
yes, we are.
Well, to let you know, I do have the screws for 114, or 113, so now I just got to get into there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Excellent.
Yep, but yeah.
Professor Jason Roach is here as well.
Good to be back. I miss you guys.
Well, you've been busy guy.
Yeah.
You've been busy guy.
But it's not my turn to submit questions. This time it's my turn to answer some.
Yes, I actually went very, very carefully through the pile. I think we've actually hit up all of yours in your absence.
I got to work on some more. I
do some more.
Sometimes it's just so fun to write the questions.
It is.
And you just wonder how you're going to do.
Yep, absolutely. I found a lot of fun learning from a lot of our repetitive or chronic question writers hitting the random button on Wikipedia. It's pretty much everybody's dream when it comes to academia, I can tell you that. Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
How are the Tiger Cats doing this year?
They are Tigers. They just lost
just
horribly last night.
So. I was thinking CFL instead
They're stinking up the place, but I'm
Hokie.
Still hopeful.
Okay.
Very hopeful.
Okay. What league again? Remind me. OHL?
Western Hockey League.
Okay, Western. Okay.
Yes. Still follow them religiously on Twitter.
We're pretty. We're getting pretty spoiled around here. Wings are due for a resurgence and... Looks like they're going to have a nice season-long tribute to the Joe next year.
Nice new patch.
Yep, it's going to be nice. Baddest bowl in hockey was the hashtag copyrighted
by
the Illich
family.
We'll
see. Have you guys seen the construction?
Yeah, I've driven by it a few times. Yeah,
looks interesting.
Yeah, should be a lot. Well, Brush Park's going to blow up. There's no other way to say it.
No question.
Little rehab addict thing going on.
Ooh, yeah, we'll talk about that off the air.
Finally caught up, of course, being ill, you know, my DVR, watching the rebirth of the Ransom Gillis House, and so that's why it was on my mind. Folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or, of course, find us on Facebook. That being said, we're looking forward to getting our Facebook group founder, Thomas Patrick O'Shaughnessy, to call into the show in the coming weeks and talking a little bit about why he was inspired to found the page. And if you ever want to have a conversation with anybody, feel free to find us on Facebook. Okay, we're in the middle of some wonderful questions from Amy Dixon of Port Angeles, Washington. The last one we had gotten was prophetic by at least a little bit. What recording artist had albums named Hunky Dory, Diamond Dogs, and Black Tie, White Noise? That, of course, was David Bowie, the late David Bowie, unfortunately. Let's see what we got here. What year had the very first World Series televised? That's a good question. And I would have never guessed this year, by the way.
50?
It's a little earlier than 1950.
No. Televised live?
Wow. 47?
It didn't say live. It said televised. Okay. Oh, it says 1947 is what it says here. So Heather gets some props for that. 1947. Wow. The TV generation. What city had the very first mechanized street cleaners? So instead of men and women pushing the cans around.
Chicago.
New York City. Baltimore. I'm going to New York City.
East Coast, yep.
Boston.
Baltimore.
New Jersey. Nope.
Philadelphia.
Philly is what it says here. Philadelphia.
Didn't they have the first fire department and the first library, too?
Benjamin Franklin.
There you go.
That was a good idea. That crazy old man. Very interesting. It's been a long time for Major League Baseball, but the rule exists in the minors, too. There can be a forfeited game for a number of reasons. What is the recorded score, no matter how many outs have been recorded, for a forfeited game where one team beats the other by forfeit?
We should know this is either 7-0 or 9-0.
Yeah, that's right. It's 9-0. Okay. Yeah.
I think softball 7-0.
Wow. Pretty interesting. Yeah. Now, any logic to that whatsoever?
9 innings.
Yeah.
And 7 innings.
Yeah, it'll be softball 7-0.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense to me.
I've been part of forfeits before.
Francis M. Barrere, or Barrere? Was the first American to receive one of these in 1796.
A heart transplant?
A degree.
Everybody went healthcare, by the way, and it's not. It's more of a functional document.
Well, a certificate?
A title deed.
Nope.
Social security card.
Nope.
That's a good guess. I like that guess.
Phone number. Just kidding. No.
This would be a few years after the founding of our country, and you might want to
zip code.
Cross international borders every once in a while. It was a passport.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Francis, just nebulous enough. We don't know whether...
Not white bread enough.
Not white bread enough?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. We have a great set of questions here from Laura Benson. Been a long time. We've heard from Laura from Missoula, Montana.
How did Amy do, by the way? Did she stump us?
Oh, you know what? She did not stump us.
Good work, prof.
Chalk up another W.
But thanks for sending the questions.
Yes.
And do it again.
Always. Do it early. Do it often. It's been a few months since I came up with some new questions for the show. I believe I sent some Christmas questions, and they made it on the air! !!
Hooray.
I'm always pleased when I know my submissions are aired. I'd like to think my questions are challenging and keep the professors guessing. Lord knows some of the conversations derived from our listener questions are hilarious. I can only imagine how the professors are in the classrooms and what kind of conversations must be like when the microphones are turned off.
We save all our energies for this program.
Could there ever be a live broadcast or video feed of the show coming up anytime soon?
Oh, no. We have faces for radio. No.
We need to upgrade. We'll get Chuck on that. Our IV. AIV. Gosh. AV.
IV.
Get your head out of the hospital.
Yep. As fan of the show's podcast, I'd love to see the professors in video, but enough of my requests. 20 new questions. I hope they make it on the air sometime soon. 1, 2, 3, now. All the best from Missoula, Montana, Laura Benson. Thanks a lot for sending them in, Laura. These are great.
Missoula's beautiful.
You could stream it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never been.
Yeah.
What's the place I've been to? Bozeman.
Ooh.
Bozeman. I don't think I've been to Bozeman.
What European city has the River Liffey flowing through it?
European city.
Where's Jim Tubbs when we need him?
He knows that stuff.
Yeah, he knows his waterways in Europe.
No.
Hamburg.
Nope.
Berlin.
Not Berlin, but
Warsaw.
It ends in an inn, which is why I did a double take.
London.
London. Just
not Dublin.
London.
Dublin.
It's Dublin. Yes, Dublin City.
That's my next guess.
Capital of the Republic of Ireland.
It is Dublin, Ireland.
Yes.
What's it's one holiday early?
I know. Give us a break here.
Olivia asked me the other day, "Do we get St. Patrick's Day off?"
Well, define off.
That's what Mark said.
Well, define
off. Define off, Olivia.
Define what about the day? Define off.
Wink.
You know what I mean?
Wink.
Oh, my gosh. Well, somehow, and this is where I thought my sixth grader was about to go, like to chastise my second grader into a world of remembering that Valentine's Day is not just the ultra-commercial thing that it is. It's also actually a saint's day. We don't call it St. Valentine's Day very much anymore. What semi-famous body actor portrayed the 1980s McDonald's character Mac Tonight?
Body actor? The only one...
Body actor?
Was it
Andy Serkis?
No, it is exactly along these lines, though. It's someone who is always made up because they have the right body structure, but they never use their voice or their acting.
Silver Surfer.
Yeah, he was Silver Surfer.
And Abe Sapien and Hellboy. Yeah, but I can't remember
exactly
his name.
What it says here. Very
he
well
was
done.
Hellboy?
No, he was Abe Sapien.
He was the fish dude.
Yeah, but he was a body actor, and I can't remember. Dean something?
Doug Jones is what it says here.
Wow.
Body actor.
That's impressive.
I've missed my calling. Wow. you have a certain height? Sold. You know, that's just about my audition speed.
So a body actor? So this is like having a body for radio.
Something like that.
Doesn't speak.
No?
Okay, got it. Okay.
Just like Lurch from...
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Groan.
What NFL team originally drafted Brett Favre?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons, Atlanta. Yeah. How about the year for bonus?
1992?
91, I'll give it to you.
Close enough.
That's pretty awesome.
Which drug did he help promote? On numerous advertisements.
Recently?
Like a decade ago.
I'm thinking about the pants that he advertised.
I'm thinking of the copper rack.
Was it Nexium?
So like heartburn medication?
Yeah, that's when I learned about Brett Favre.
Wow.
What's going on with that spelling of his last name?
Favre.
They did it wrong.
Favre?
Brett Favre.
Wait, what is the problem with you guys? It's British spelling. Favre would have been F-A-V-E-R in this country.
There's no O-U-R in it.
Oh. Yeah. Biscuit.
So I have a student who could possibly going to get his PhD at the University of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg, and that is where Brett Favre lives and where he's originally from. And one of the selling points at the visit weekend was, and you might run into Brett Favre, you know, at the convenience store. And my student is not into sports at any level. He's like, That's great.
Sure.
You'll probably be advertising pants again.
Oh, dear Lord, Wrangler jeans.
I know.
Or what's he done?
He's got the big white beard.
The Dollar Shave Club. No, yeah, isn't there something? Yeah. All those shave deals.
Got you. Do you know?
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
For 1999.
Name the seven countries. That just sounds so official. Look, I keep the list. That start with the letter U, and I'll be very careful to say they start with the letter U in English.
Uruguay.
Uruguay is the first one.
United States.
Ukraine.
UK. The United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get Uzbekistan.
I've got Uruguay, United Kingdom, United States, Uganda, Ukraine.
New Mexico.
What about Uzbekistan?
You kidding.
I'm sorry, Prasad.
Oh, Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan, and there's one more.
Ulaanbaatar?
I was going to say Ulaanbaatar, but no, that's not.
That is a city. That is a city.
Uafrica?
I can give you a hint that probably will give it away just a little bit. You named two of them that started with United, but not the third.
United Arab Emirates.
Yes, the UAE.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
I think they have an airlines or something that plays
soccer. Don't remind me.
Yeah. They have an airline that plays soccer? What?
Yes.
They just sponsor the soccer jersey.
Sponsor the team.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's a sponsor,
Etihad Airways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just did the ads for them.
People have traveled to India.
Real.
Do you fly on that airline?
No, but if you wanted to fly to India, that's one of your choices.
Really?
Etihad Airways or Emirates Airways.
Yeah, Etihad was way impressive.
Wow.
Sweets.
Which
first
one is
class.
This?
Lord.
Emirates?
It was Etihad. How is it pronounced?
Etihad.
Yeah. Amazingly gorgeous airline.
Did Jennifer Aniston just
do
advertising for
Emirates? Young airlines.
So
they got 787s, lots new of new planes.
And the uniforms for the flight attendants are like saucy.
For the men,
really?
Too?
Yes, for the men as well. chocolate brown, nice yellow ties, very elegant.
Wow.
Classier than all Get Out.
Brown and yellow sounds like McDonald's.
Sounds like UPS.
No. Like no, but actually, I mean, okay, Heather, if you were to go on there, you and your husband would be led into your suite, and Olivia would actually be escorted to the back by a nanny.
Whoa. Even though...
Even at 16.
Even at 16, they would have a nanny for them. They actually have a children's section if you wanted to.
Okay, you guys think about hiring a nanny. We're going to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Live on tape from my dining room, the University of Detroit Mercy presents...
Unplugged.
If we don't get this on the air pretty soon, we'll be too far in the bag to do
I'll
it.
I'll tell you, this is amazing. Yes, the world tour continues and didn't get any farther than this. So,
hey, this is a great place to be.
Anyway, the University of Detroit Mercy prevents Esser Professor... As if they could. Try as hard as they might.
Successive generations of administrations have tried.
Tried, and they failed.
We're
That's
still
right.
here, and they're gone. What were their names?
I don't know. What are their names now? Who cares?
We're back with some questions from Laura Benson of Missoula, Montana. They're all over the map, just the way we likes it. So we're off of the seven countries that start with the letter U: Uruguay, Uzbekistan, United Kingdom, United States, United Arab Emirates, Uganda, and Ukraine. Very well done, frankly. In which city did Call the Wild author Jack London run for mayor twice? In 1901 and 1905.
In Alaska?
No,
Anchorage.
That makes perfect sense,
Fairbanks.
Doesn't it?
What?
No.
San Francisco?
Oh. You're getting closer. How about you just go across the bay?
Oakland.
Oakland, California. 1901 and 1905. Very interesting.
But he lost?
He lost to Jerry Springer. No, that was Cincinnati.
Why would he run?
Was Trump running?
I don't know.
Just name recognition, or was he qualified?
I don't know.
No, he lost to Richard Nixon.
I have to admit, all the quote-unquote generally accepted famous American authors, he's in my top three of I don't get it. Maybe I'm in the minority, but I never got London. According to the Dictionary of American Slang, ooh. What's a paper belly?
Paper belly.
Paper belly. I've heard this before.
What is a paper? I'm assuming it's a derogatory term.
Yes, it is a negative term.
Is it a
frown? A face?
You're actually really close. Yeah, it's someone who grimaces after they do something.
Weird. Are they a paper belly or do they have a paper belly?
Probably both, I think.
Oh. Taking a test?
Nope.
I have a paper belly
nope.
as opposed to
Is it a gastrointestinal
a
function after which the...
I'm showing a paper belly.
Well, you're about to have a gastrointestinal function after you do this.
It's when you're stuck in the men's room and you run out of toilet paper. No?
No, it's a paper belly.
No, darn.
Do not ever bring that up ever again. Kidding. No, it's someone who grimaces after they take a shot of liquor. Straight liquor, and then goes like
the taste
or whatever.
Oh, yes. God, I've had so many paper bellies.
Oh, yeah, really.
I'm like tracing paper
the
belly.
Wrong kind of liquor.
I'm wrong.
So I need something smoother, huh? What famous books did Clifton Keith Hillgas publish?
Cliff's Notes.
Cliff's Notes.
All right.
Excellent.
Well done, Mr. Cliff. Nice. Clifton. Clifton, oh, there's a name you don't see that much.
Oh, that's my grandfather's name.
Oh my gosh, oh, I love
so
it.
We can't make fun of it.
Oh, I love it.
That's right, you cannot.
Clifton, wow.
Yeah, what, last one's Huxtable, but we won't even go there. So.
Did he go?
That's
whoa,
Cliff.
Whoa, 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 wait.
That's not Clifton.
Did he go by Cliff?
Hey, Cliff.
Like you know what? You know what? I think that some people did call him Cliff.
Okay. Was he a mailman?
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Clavin.
Cliff Clavin, that's right. Oh my gosh. All right. That's way more common than I thought it would be. In what city was the childproof prescription cap invented?
Chicago?
No. Didn't we have this last couple weeks?
This city is not the city we're in, but it's dang close.
Ann Arbor.
Nope.
Toledo.
Nope.
Warren.
No.
Cincinnati.
Livonia.
Ipsy.
No, wait.
Ann Arbor.
Close by here?
Yeah.
Windsor.
Saginaw.
Windsor. Oh, I don't think of,
I was sure that someone was going to say Clawson, Ferndale, Berkeley. No.
We don't have enough innovation in those
Windsor.
I'm sorry. Whenever we come to any water, we just completely lose our memory and our knowledge.
That's right.
That's right.
Zog Island.
Don't talk about anything beyond them.
I'm trying to think. Just in Canadian parlance, Professor Chow, Hamilton, okay, it's like the steel city, right?
Yes.
I mean, what's Windsor known for?
Rose City.
Oh, okay.
It's also the other motor city, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true, to a certain extent.
Liquor, don't they have a lot of distilleries
here? Canadian Club.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Hiram Walker, too, right?
What's the Rose City in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Portland, Oregon.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
If you say so.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Who was the receiver to Brett Favre's first pass as a Green Bay Packer in the NFL?
Oh, Green Bay Packer. Oh,
so back in 1990 something.
Okay. So,
receiver.
He didn't play for the Falcons that long. It was
I don't think he even started for them.
Yeah, I don't think he even took a snap.
Who was on a team back then?
On a team back then. Yeah.
I wonder if
Jones.
It was.
I think you guys might be.
Jones, I love it. Was it Smith?
You guys might be overanalyzing this one.
Deion Sanders.
Could it be Brett Favre himself?
Yeah, it was a deflected ball off the helmet at the line of scrimmage. He caught his own pass and actually picked up some yards.
And history was made from then.
Right? Yes.
Very cool.
Gene Nexium and beard dyeing history was made.
Or maybe not Nexium, we're not sure.
Oh, okay.
And something about Mary.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And endless comebacks.
Yes.
What was the topic of the first video uploaded to YouTube? A great question. Never heard this before, and it's great.
How to upload videos to YouTube?
Yeah. Very meta, but incorrect.
How to put in fancy French braid.
B-U-B-E.
What was it, Kendra?
How to put in a fancy French braid.
No.
I was repeating Kendra.
I'll see if we can narrow it down.
Oh, was it Antoine Dodson?
Nope.
Bedroom intruder?
Nope. It was not.
Brett Favre's first receiver.
Was the only true live recording of the Gettysburg.
No.
Do you have a change of flat tire?
There is a... It was not that.
Was it a how-to?
It wasn't a how-to.
Oh.
Is it family-oriented sort of video? And there's a big... I'd say
Simpsons?
If you broke YouTube down into three or four different things,
Cats.
One of the things
Cats.
Would be Simpsons? People taking video... At large public places.
Wedding? Oh,
Dumb Ways to Die, a message from Metro.
Nope. No, okay.
A wedding?
No, it wasn't a wedding.
A bar mitzvah.
In a popular public place in the Southwest.
New Orleans?
Balloon Festival in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
No, but that's
nice.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful guess.
Mardi Gras.
Nope.
Southwest.
Deep Southwest.
Grand Canyon?
Deep Southwest.
Nope.
Deep Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego areas?
It was the San Diego Zoo. They were taking pictures of the elephants.
Aww.
I don't think of San Diego as the Southwest at all.
I don't either. That's
just totally it's the West Coast.
Southern California.
West Coast.
West Coast. Points in the United
it's
States.
Very south.
Yeah, but it's not referred to as the Southwest.
By those standards, so is Hawaii.
It's west.
That is true.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Stay classy, San Diego. Who put the question mark right there?
The inflections say it all.
That's right. What was presented to Morris Frank in 1927? Morris Frank,
passport.
Unfortunately, not the first passport. He had a disability, a prominent
wheelchair?
Disability. Not Crutches. A wheelchair.
Crutches.
A walker.
Nope.
A little tag he put in his
hearing aid.
Seeing eye dog.
It was a guide dog. Yes.
Wow.
Buddy, the world's first guide
Buddy.
Dog.
Well what played. A great Buggy. Name for a dog.
Woof.
Yep. Morris Frank.
And an elf.
And an elf?
Elf.
Buddy the Elf.
Oh, Buddy the Elf.
Of course.
Also the name of one of the most famous blues singers ever. Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy.
Well, I thought you were talking about Buddy Holly.
Yeah, that was Buddy Guy. I was talking about Buddy Holly, yeah.
I'm not thinking. See, didn't I say white bread to start the show?
Prasad, we're going to channel that Lincoln action here only a few years later. In 1865, which then future president at age 6 watched the Abraham Lincoln funeral procession go through New York City?
What was the year again?
1865.
65, so.
Future president, age 6.
Soviet president.
Woodrow Wilson.
20s and Cleveland. 30s.
Grover Cleveland.
Yeah,
Roosevelt.
New York City. It was Roosevelt. It was Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, wow.
15.
Roosevelt, you get two guesses for the price of one.
Yeah. No. You're more like Johnson.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Or like Bush.
Bernie Sanders.
he might have been.
That's a good joke.
Could have been.
A good joke. Yep.
Yeah, the second Roosevelt is probably about that old.
For what sport did tennis player Andre Agassi's father participate in the 1948 and the 1952 Olympics?
Tennis?
I was not tennis.
Oh, darn, that would be
the obvious
answer. Not soccer.
Track and field.
What was Agassi's ethnicity?
He was represented for a one-on-one style sport.
Wrestling.
Fencing?
Wrestling. Not wrestling. Not fencing.
One-on-one.
The one that pretty much everybody forgets.
Ballroom dancing?
Kind of getting phased out. Well, that's the new one.
Is it that shooting one?
No shooting.
Shooting one. Synchronized swimming?
No.
You can't do that one-on-one.
Boxing?
He was a boxer.
He was a boxer.
Oh. Boxer, yes. Now, for the trip to Tahiti and the Samsonite luggage, to what ethnicity, to what country does the father and Andre Agassi trace their ethnicity back to? We're joined now by Professor Stephanie Conant from biology. Thanks for joining us.
Well,
I'm Lithuanian.
They're not Lithuanian.
Agassi.
We're looking for Andre Agassi. Apparently his father was an Olympian in the 40s and 50s. He was a boxer from what
Italy?
Country? Not Italy.
Spain.
Narrowing in on that vowel at the end there.
It's got to be Middle Eastern.
Yeah, he's Iranian. They're Iranian.
Interesting.
Boxer from Iran. That sounds like the name of an album.
Actually, Iranian boxing, long tradition, long history.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Going back at least to the 40s and 50s.
At least to the 40s and 50s.
I just can't remember watching the Olympics in let's say, recent decades and catching the boxing. I've seen judo more than I've seen boxing. I don't even know if they have it anymore, but they do have the ballroom dancing. That's coming up.
Don't be joy.
The real question is whether baseball is going to be back if we have this. Well, if we have this Olympic at all, International Olympic Committee's all like Zika virus. Like, you shouldn't go and compete.
Well, mosquito catching.
Yeah, how about that? What was the name of the elderly woman that lived upstairs of the Ricardos on Isle of Lucy?
Ethel Merman.
Trumbull.
Mrs. Trumbull.
Nice.
At the corner of Michigan and Trumbull.
That's Mrs. Right. Trumbull. You know what song she sang? She used to sing a song out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Gosh, I watched that show a lot when I was a kid.
I Love You
too.
Truly.
Okay. We have reached the end of the show, and it's time to say goodbye. Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Roach.
Adios.
Professor Hoken.
Goodbye.
Professor Conan.
Hi, and bye.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
Professor Venugopal.
Done.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
Stay warm no matter where you are.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.